Small business owners are always passionate about their work, and they have a lot on the line. Let Verizon help champion your small business dream. Whether you own a small business, are scaling one, or starting one from scratch, you need Verizon Small Business Days. From April 22nd through April 28th, you can partner with Verizon business experts for small business support. During Verizon Small Business Days, you can receive a free tech check with a one-on-one meeting with a Verizon business expert. Plus, Verizon business experts will provide you with personalized advice and solutions that are tailored to your specific small business needs. Take advantage of special offers and deals during Verizon Small Business Days and get more for your business. Don't miss out. Book an appointment today. Just call 1-800-483-4428 or go to verizon.com/smallbusiness. Robert Half research indicates that 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Their specialized recruiting professionals engage with their proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
We get support from UC Davis, a globally ranked university working to solve the world's most pressing problems in food, energy, health, education, and the environment. UC Davis researchers collaborate and innovate in California and around the globe to find transformational solutions. It's all part of the university's mission to promote quality of life for all living things. Find out more at 21stcentury.ucdavis.edu.
This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. If you type the word courthouse into a Google image search, you get hundreds of results that look really similar to the U.S. Supreme Court building.
Big steps, a granite Corinthian colonnade, topped by a grand pediment. If the architecture could talk, it would say, respect me. Serious S happens here.
That's Brett Myers. He's reporting this week's show. He went to the New York County Family Court in Lower Manhattan. It's a building that looks nothing like the classic Roman and Greek-inspired architecture that most of us associate with courthouses.
There's little to equate family with the building beyond dysfunction.
If the family court could have talked before its 2006 renovation, it would have said, all who enter are doomed.
Built in 1975, this polished black cubist hulk is about as welcoming as the Death Star.
That's Eugene Patron reading from an article he wrote about his time as a paralegal in the building. He sums up the most common argument about the original design.
The New York County Family Court at 60 Lafayette Street is infamous in architecture circles as an example of form giving not a damn about function.
And that's an easy argument to make.
Absolutely. It filled me with rage the first time I saw this building back in the late 90s. The design just seemed so wrong for a family courthouse. It was like hiring Dick Cheney to be the nanny for your kids.
It was brutalist. Think repetitive angles and thick, heavy forms and lots of concrete. It's a pretty polarizing style, which I actually kind of like.
And before the 2006 remodel, it was possible to appreciate this building, but from afar. Up close was a different story. The shiny black granite panels that covered the whole thing were falling off and threatening to kill people on the ground. It was a looming and menacing building. Even the entrance was scary. There were these huge pylons offset at 45-degree angles, so that when you entered the building, you couldn't actually see what it was you were walking into. It was like stepping into a black hole.
Definitely very bleak and very, oh my God, what is this? A black building, you know? Is this a courthouse?
Miriam Hernandez works there as an interpreter translator.
It didn't really have the feeling of humanity or humane, you know? It didn't really have that.
What kind of stuff happens inside?
Oh my God, the question should be, what doesn't happen? What doesn't happen? I mean, it's like you could write maybe a forever book about what takes place inside, you know?
And that forever book wouldn't be a light read. It would have chapters about custody battles and divorces and abuse, children going into family court and their fates being decided behind those doors. If anything, you would hope that the architecture would inspire trust, not fear, and maybe even convey a little bit of warmth. But instead, court employees refer to it as the Darth Vader building.
Luke, your mother and I are getting a divorce.
Pardon me, Lord. The question is, Was the form of the New York County Family Courthouse completely antithetical to its function? I met a guy who's got a really interesting theory about this.
This guy goes by the name Lofter One.
My Clark Kent is basically I do freelance research.
By day, he's a writer-researcher for a real estate blog, but his secret identity is Lofter One. It's the handle he uses when contributing to Wired New York, this hugely popular website about all things New York City. The community section is basically a forum for urban design geeks, and Lofter One is one of the biggest geeks on the site.
So, how many posts have you posted
way
since
too
June?
Many. Way too many for a sane person. About... a couple thousand. I'm not sure. No, it's like 28,000, something like that.
28,131 posts.
That's as of when? Because you didn't check this morning, did you? I've added a few.
You've added a few today?
Yeah. I go on there almost every day.
In fact, he averages almost 13 posts per day, and most are related to architecture and urban planning. One of his first posts was about the remodel of the building we're talking about, the family courthouse, the building we're standing in front of.
That old place, I felt like I was kneeling down and crawling through a teeny little hole in a cave.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what the hell. There was a bear, there were bats, there was something on the other side.
What happened inside was not going to be good. They should have put, abandon hope, all ye who enter here. Because that's what the message it was sending.
And Lofter One argues that that message had a timestamp. That old, black, shiny Death Star of a building reflected the New York of the times, the New York back in the 70s when it was built.
Watergate, financial distress, social divide. It all makes total sense.
Total sense that this building looked the way it did. And this argument gains even more weight when you consider a 1977 story by famed New York Times reporter Laurie Johnston. The article profiles users of the court in what is essentially a critique of the system. She interviews people who spend days shuffling from one waiting room to another, and their critiques of the bureaucracy go hand in hand with critiques of the architecture.
Here's a quote from the 1977 article. It seems like a maze, this place. Or worse, it seems like it's run like a prison, with uniforms all over. Maybe it's meant to discourage you from going ahead.
It's like, oh, you want form to meet function? This is how this court functions. This is what this court does. It sucks people in and spits them out, and there's no feeling. It doesn't solve the problems.
Now, of course, the courthouse has been remodeled, and it's warmer and friendlier, and it reflects a city that's friendlier and more functional.
The black facade is all gone. It's kind of a light gray now. And the entrance is all opened up. It even has kind of an awning.
That doesn't look imposing or unfriendly at all.
And there's no more threat that those black granite panels are going to fall off the side of the building and kill people.
And oh yeah, it's also kind of boring.
The remodel is definitely a little boring, and it's not a building I want to talk to my friends about. But that original building angered me, and it was something I talked to my friends about. It was dark and interesting.
And now Brett kind of misses the old building.
But I also know that I'm privileged, because I don't have to interact with it, because I don't have to work there, and I'm not a kid who has to walk into family court. For them, this milky, bland remodel is a definite improvement.
And probably a sacrifice worth making. Come on, it's for kids, man. 99% Invisible was produced this week by Brett Myers and me, Roman Mars, with support from Lunar, making a difference with creativity. It's a project of KALW Local Public Radio 91.7 in San Francisco, the American Institute of Architects in San Francisco, and the Center for Architecture and Design. You can find out more at the website. It's 99percentinvisible.org.
If If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Everyone knows the holidays can take a toll on your bank account. If you're looking for creative ways to increase revenue and give your family and friends the holiday treats they deserve, then you need to get started with Squarespace's new feature, Squarespace Courses. So say you are a podcaster. Squarespace has all the tools you need to create and sell your own online course in podcasting. Start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and tailor your course with the powerful built-in Fluid Engine editor. With Squarespace Courses, you can create engaging content your audience will love, then simply add a paywall and set the price. Plus, you can charge a one-time fee or sell subscriptions. Turn your creativity into income with Squarespace Courses. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/invisible to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/invisible.